News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The start of school means the return of motorists paying attention to more things. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department says to add more time to your commute.
Because there's going to be a lot more people in our community. A&M and Blinn students finish their return to our community. And then when we get into football season, there's going to be even more people.
Reminders from Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department include school buses back on the streets.
If they're on their commute and they normally have a bus route on their commute, that they need to pay attention to those buses. And when they're stopping, they need to make sure that they stop for them, because that's one of the stiffest fines you can get is passing up a bus as it's unloading and loading children.
Also pay attention to children around schools, your speed in school zones, and stay off cell phones. A recent townhome fire in Bryan was made worse because the occupants did not have renter's insurance. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse reminds renters they're not covered by the property owner.
No landlords that I know of in anywhere carry a policy on anything but their property, the building. And so if you're renting from somebody else, it's really up to you to protect your own personal goods that are in somebody else's building that you're renting.
Bouse says a few personal items were saved in the front of the townhome because a wall between the garage and living area had a two-hour fire rating. The College Station City Council considers final action tonight on restricting the sale and use of e-cigarettes. Mayor Nancy Berry supports the ordinance, noting right now a seven-year-old can legally buy them.
They haven't been around long enough to do major research studies, but you are inhaling nicotine vapor. And when they put it in flavors like bubblegum, cookies and cream, raspberry, strawberry, chocolate, you know that they're not necessarily aiming for the adult market.
In College Station, e-cigarettes will be banned in the same places as tobacco products. Blinn College trustees have set their budget for the new academic year. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says that includes $4 million in unallocated money.
There are some operational expenses that actually accrue, and we wait till the end of the year to see if we can actually purchase, say, for example, new software, some things that we have not made within the budget for the previous year, that really we find ourselves at the position that we can actually do that.
Blinn's budget includes an increase of about $1 million to assist with capital and master planning needs in Brazos County, along with money for a chief of staff to be based in Bryan. Bryan Broadcasting's newest station is on the air. Maverick 102.7 had its official launch Friday afternoon.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are the all-new Maverick 102.7, country music for a new generation in Aggieland.
In addition to the radio, Maverick 102.7 is on the Radio Aggieland smartphone app and online at maverickradio.com. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. That's sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Another hot day today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures near 100 degrees during this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning, 74 to 78. During the day on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Now there is a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperature 95 to near 100. Any showers end tomorrow evening, mid-70s overnight, and sun with a few clouds on Wednesday, well up in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. And, we may get 100. We haven't hit, right, Patrick? We haven't hit 100 yet, officially. We haven't hit 100 for...
I don't believe so.
We're August, and, you know, it's almost over. And wouldn't that be weird? The only day that we have over 100 would be in September.
Yeah.
Could happen. Becky Powell was driving her husband when she saw a man run from a Richland, Washington police officer. When she saw how quickly the man was getting away, she told her husband to speed up and got out of the car to confront him. She got into a football stance and told the guy, "You're going to stay here." He stiff-armed her, and she wrapped him up and threw him to the ground.
Planted him.
Uh-huh. Becky said she tackled the guy and said that when she tackled the guy, she grabbed onto his shorts and underwear, exposing his backside as he fell down. Another man helped her pin the guy down until police showed up.
Where was the husband in all of this?
I don't know. Standing, he's behind. He had the blinker on. Sitting in the car with the blinker on. I'm just going. I don't know. Anyway, don't know how old she is. Just says she's a grandma. So, way to go, Becky Powell, Richland, Washington. Just letting you know. All right. We'll talk about movies and stuff in a little while. Right now, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Better Business Bureau. Bill McGuire's here. How are you this morning?
I'm great. So, Grandma was a pretty good tackler.
Pretty good, like. I guess, yeah. So. Had pretty good technique there. Yep, that's exactly. Great. What's going on?
Well, Scott, this morning I thought I'd talk to our business owners out there about SEO authority.
Okay.
Search engine optimization.
Right.
And this is taken from an article that I found, or somebody else found it, and BBB land and Senate, and it's by Chris Darling, who's an SEE authority, as a matter of fact. So in the Google world of penguins, pandas, and hummingbirds, it can be somewhat difficult for a new cash-strapped business to get any decent action in search, you know, those online searches. A whole variety of challenges can also hit businesses that have been around a while whenever a new update rolls out. Well, this past summer, all the shakeups have resulted in something quite interesting on the first page of the search engine results pages. For many local queries, and that's pretty much what we're interested in, with commercial intent, you will find nothing but authority sites like the Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, and big brands. You just don't see the mom and pop shops so much anymore. They're not popping up on the search results. This is very good for the searcher, since you can trust what you find online a little bit more these days. But wait a second. I'm not saying that you can't trust a mom and pop shop. I'm saying that they will need to rethink their online marketing strategy if they intend to compete in the internet space of time. Rethink to move from the build it and they will come belief, which, you know, everybody used to think that, oh, I'll just get a website and people will come and do business
flock.
With me.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and they need to change it to, my expertise and reputation must speak out loud online for them to come. Search engines are the way to go these days. So one of the biggest things you can do to build authority online and on your website is to gain trust. Okay? An authority website is a trusted site. Usually the content on the site is extremely good, useful, full of value, and worthy of being shared on social media sites. An authority site is also expected and used by other industry leaders. Whether you are a veteran business owner or a newbie, you must come to understand the need to create an authoritative presence online in everything you do. I'm speaking to you folks out there that have websites for your business. If you have been in business for more than a year, you can be considered for accreditation with the Better Business Bureau. If you've been in business for light years but are not accredited and you see the value of gaining new clients or customers from internet search, you may want to reconsider, since the search landscape is changing. If you have been accredited by the Better Business Bureau, you can use their logo on your website. The logo conveys trust. How else can you build authority in your business website? Get authoritative backlinks. Backlinks are still the backbone of search, but getting other sites to link to you is another story. You cannot control this process. You can only influence it by attracting high authority links. If you're an accredited business, you get a nice backlink to your website. The BBB site is a very authoritative place to get an inbound link. How do you attract it? Get accredited. Call up a BBB office, get accredited. The BBB.org site carries a domain authority, that's that authority we've been talking about, of 96 out of 100. They're very authoritative. Let me show you. Well, he wants to show you all these things, and of course I'm holding the paperwork here, but essentially they did three searches for plumbers, roofers, etc. In some cases, the search queries, the only way you are going to beat the BBB.org site in Google is to pay for the advertising.
Pretty interesting.
Funny thing.
Yeah.
And some of that traffic, it cost up to $15 per click. Okay? So that's where you might see some value, some additional value to your BBB accreditation. In all of these examples, and they use three, the ones that were BBB popped up number one in the non-paid results. That is powerful, very powerful. So authority status is becoming required online if you want to succeed. Small businesses, local businesses, and non-branded businesses have the most work to do. Leverage other authority sites like BBB whenever possible to build up your business online. Leveraging your BBB accreditation is a decent contribution to your online marketing strategy. I bring you this news. I hope it's useful to our business owners. I know you have a lot of them listening out there, Scott.
Yep.
These are other people, and this is the second article in about a month that I've run across talking about SEO and how strong it is. And one company was recommending to their base of customers, and these are SEO strategists, that their businesses join BBB because it's going to help them.
Right.
So, I think that's excellent information.
So now if they need to get your permission or get your approval to go ahead and put the BBB symbol on there.
If they're accredited with the BBB,
right,
they have authorization to use it. It used to be, when I first got to BBB 4.5 years ago, you were limited to where you could use the business, the BBB seal. Nowadays, we let you use it almost everywhere.
Okay, that JPEG or GIF, now where is that available?
Through us, through our office.
Okay.
Through our office.
Right.
They contact Ms. Baker, who's our accreditation manager. If they can't get her, they can call me, and I'll get it done for them.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Scott.
It. Yep, that's Bill McGuire in here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Wall Street appears headed for a higher opening. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest stocks are likely headed for a higher start this morning. The government's monthly report on new home sales will be out shortly after the markets open. It will be the first of several housing sector indicators due out this week. The American biopharmaceutical company Intermune will have new owners. The Swiss drug maker Roche Holdings agreed to buy Intermune for more than $8 billion. Burger King is exploring a big deal and a subsequent relocation of its headquarters. The Miami-based chain is in talks to buy the Canadian donut chain Tim Hortons. If it strikes a deal, Burger King's plan is to restructure the transaction as a tax inversion and move its corporate offices to Canada to cut its U.S. tax bill. Video game fans who use the Sony PlayStation Network were not able to play over the weekend. A hacker attack took the network down. Sony says no user information was accessed or stolen, and the network is back online today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regus. Regus removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations and you can start working immediately. Regus offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor for the gang at Gun Corps. Now, I went out to the Gun Corps range for pistol training one, which was absolutely awesome. And I already know quite a bit about my gun, but if you don't know anything about your gun, or you've got something that you're curious about, or maybe an old hand-me-down or even an heirloom gun that's been passed down to you and you'd like to learn more about it, Gun Corps is doing a free firearms workshop this Friday, the 29th, where you can bring in any weapon, long gun or handgun, and they're going to walk you through how it works, how to shoot it, and it's absolutely for free, and you get an hour on the range for free. You got to bring your own ammo. So to find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Then on the 1st, you've got a chance to save a little money with Gun Corps, because at their brick-and-mortar store, they're doing 10% off all TAC gear and ammunition. Again, that's 10% off all TAC and ammunition at Gun Corps for Labor Day. They are Aggie-owned and operated. They are veteran-owned and operated. And when I say operated, they were operators. When they teach you how to shoot a gun, you'll know exactly where the information is coming from practical experience. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. Just off Old College behind Chicken Oil and Jay Cody's.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Newsflash, there are trillions of different bacteria within your body. But now the good news. Most of it is actually good for you. Yeah, you see, most bacteria live within the digestive tract, and it's clear that good intestinal health is vital to maintaining a healthy immune system. But, you know, I'm sure you've read all about the benefits of a good probiotic. Now you can help your beneficial bacteria and immune system with First Choice Probiotics from the Activate Company. First Choice Probiotics is the highest pharmaceutical-grade probiotic available, made in an FDA American pharmaceutical lab and guaranteed to work for you or your money back. So don't hesitate to protect yourself with First Choice Probiotics. Go to myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
Now, if you were going to have a party, you'd have to invite him. If you were going to have a social event, you'd have to invite him. If you were holding any kind of official court function, you had to invite him. No question, he was the man of the hour. He was, after all, the most famous explorer and sailor of his day, and he was in demand everywhere. The parties, the balls, the masquerades, well, it didn't matter if it was an official function or not. If you could get him, your event was made. Back in the late 1490s, let me tell you that having this famous seaman attend one of your events was the epitome of grabbing the gold. Why not? He'd become very famous for his latest find. You see, just a couple of years before, this not-yet-famous explorer set out from the east coast of Spain to find riches and the rich trading ports that were so long sought by the crown heads of Europe. I mean, he literally spent months at sea, enduring hardships and several times even the very near possibility of the mutiny of his own men. But he made it all right, and when he returned, well, there was a hero's welcome. He was quickly recognized as the great explorer and captain that he was, and the celebration was on. The Queen richly rewarded him for his find, and he became quite possibly the most famous man of his time. It was an exciting time, and no question he was without peer. After all, he had done it. He had done the thing that everyone was talking about in the late 1400s. And if you think by now I'm talking about old Christopher Columbus, the man who found the New World, you'd be wrong. Yep, not at all. I'm talking about Vasco da Gama of Portugal. You see, it's a little-known fact that both Columbus and da Gama set out to find the long-sought-after trade route to India. But it was Gama who actually found it in 1497. Vasco da Gama became the toast of European society because of his discovery. Columbus, well, he found a new world all right, but it took nearly a century before people realized what a huge find that was. He was supposed to be looking for a route to India, remember? And by that standard, Gama succeeded, and Chris, well, he pretty much failed completely now, didn't he? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of glad he did.
Yeah, well, we don't have a Vasco da Gama day anyway, so there, I'm just saying. Nothing like your entrepreneurial kid, okay, running a little lemonade stand on the lawn, unless you're that angry neighbor.
No.
Yep.
Get the
right
one off my lawn.
Exactly. Doug Wilkie of Florida has been complaining for 2 years about the 12-year-old who has the lemonade stand next door. Yes, of course he has. So Doug emailed City Hall several times, reached out to law enforcement. Reached out, I love it. To law enforcement, saying this illegal enterprise is causing too much noise, traffic, illegal parking, excess garbage, all of which lowers his property value. So the 12-year-old, TJ Guerrera, runs the operation from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on summer days, running out to the paused cars with dollar lemonade and 50-cent cookies. Wow.
Dollar lemonade?
Wow.
Holy cow.
Man. He also sells fireworks?
What?
Yeah.
Or is that with purchase?
Let me see.
Why he's so successful.
Exactly. Police have twice visited. They found that the other neighbors are okay with it, so they've just told Doug to
down. Narc.
Quit looking. If it bothers you, quit looking, okay? That'll work for you. And in England, police are looking for a booze thief. Guy walked in and stole 10 cans of beer. He's described as a white male in his 20s, wearing a black and white penguin onesie with a yellow beak. Details at 10.
Is social media addiction real? I'm digital pro Kim Komando. More coming up.
Now is the best time for you to join Kim's Club at GetKim.com. Why? It's 30% off. Here's what you get. The whole Kim Komando show live on your schedule, commercial-free in full HD video. The show looks great on your tablet, computer, phone, or TV. You also get every show's podcast in crystal clear digital audio. You can listen or watch anytime, anywhere. But there's more. Members also get access to Kim's members-only message board and chat room and get automatically entered to win big prizes like vacations, laptops, and more. Today only, you get 30% off your Kim's Club membership, but you must hurry. This offer ends tonight at midnight. Go to GetKim.com and use promo code SAVE30 to get your instant 30% discount. Hurry, this offer ends tonight at midnight, so do it now. Go to GetKim.com and use promo code SAVE30. That's GetKim.com, SAVE30. GetKim.com, SAVE30.
We may say that someone who posts to Facebook and Twitter very often is addicted. But is it possible to get really addicted to social media? And when I say addiction, I mean it in a very real sense of an addiction, something that interferes with a person's life and relationships, something that requires treatment. While an official social media addiction disorder syndrome is not officially listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, an internet gaming disorder is. Gamers play compulsively. They exclude other interests. They stress over their games and sometimes get angry. The disorder can endanger jobs, relationships, and school grades. So it only stands to reason that if someone is acting out in the same way by compulsively tracking their social media status, that person has an addiction, regardless whether it has an official name or not. Read more about online addictions and get the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's Komando.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we work hard to bring you the very best in quality flooring. That's why we are now offering Flooring America products, one of America's largest and most respected brands. And to kick off this fantastic new line of flooring, we're offering free installation on select Downs carpets. For a limited time, get free installation. Some restrictions do apply. Come by Brazos Valley Flooring Design, where you'll find even bigger selection at the best prices. And that's a promise.
A diet fit for a king. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers studying the remains of Richard III have identified what the 15th century English monarch ate and drank across his lifetime. Isotope geochemist Angela Lamb of the British Geological Society says ratios of chemical variance in teeth and bone can reveal what a person was consuming. She says as his power grew, so did the king's sumptuous banquets, which included beef, pork, venison, fresh water and marine fish, and all manner of wild fowl, from peacocks to swans.
They were a real sort of marking of the upper echelons of society if you were eating those kind of birds. And they were quite difficult to catch, so they were expensive to preserve for the ultra-rich.
What's more, Richard's oxygen ratios were unusual for someone living in the east of England.
That oxygen could be explained by an increase in him drinking wine. It was a real status symbol.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's agenda for the College Station City Council includes banning e-cigarettes in the same places as tobacco products. Mayor Nancy Berry responds to those who don't believe e-cigs are not a health hazard.
We don't know. I mean, you're sucking in nicotine vapor. That's not going to be good for you. And you're exhaling it out, so there is a secondhand smoke element to it. It doesn't have some of the carcinogens that are associated with tobacco.
College Station would join at least 30 other cities in Texas in having a minimum age and restrict where e-cigarettes could be consumed. The excitement that comes with the start of a new school year also means paying more attention behind the wheel. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department reminds drivers to stay off cell phones when they're in school zones.
It is illegal to be using your cell phone unless it's hands-free in the school zone. So if you're seen holding that phone up to your ear or texting or whatever, you know, you could get fined for that.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says to watch out around schools as children are being dropped off and picked up.
Because sometimes, unfortunately, they don't always watch for the motorists, so we need to make sure and remind them to be watching out for those kids, especially around those areas where they know they're going to be congregating.
Local law enforcement also reminds drivers not to go around school buses that are stopped for loading and unloading. On the heels of students and new residents moving to town the last couple of weeks for the start of the new school year comes a reminder for renters to get their own insurance. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says it's his experience investigating fires. Most victims don't have it.
After talking to a couple of insurance agents, I found out that it's super cheap for the amount of coverage. And the last agent I talked to told me he wrote three policies in about 5 minutes apiece to cover well over $10,000 worth of people's personal property each.
The reminder follows a recent townhome fire in Bryan where the occupants lost most of their belongings and did not have renter's insurance. More money to plan for future growth at Blinn College's Brazos County campuses are part of next year's budget that was approved by trustees this month. President Sylvia McMullen says one of the funding sources was for $4 million in unallocated money from the prior academic year.
It goes to much toward the expansion and remodeling that is occurring on the Bryan campus and will continue to occur for the next several years as we address our growth issues.
About $1 million is going towards Brazos County master planning and capital needs, where 13,000 were on campus last fall, and that number is expected to be 15,000 in 3 years. Blinn full-time faculty will be receiving a 2% cost of living pay raise, and longevity pay and staff salaries are being adjusted to bring them closer to market averages. A week after Governor Perry was indicted on criminal charges in Texas, the issue was brought up during an appearance in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
It is what it is. I hope reflected a very strong commitment to the rule of law. I think this is an attack on the constitutional duties of a governor. I'm going to fight this with every fiber of my being.
Meantime, an attorney for the governor says he will file a motion seeking to stop the criminal case against Perry. Austin lawyer David Botsford says the defense team will attack the constitutionality of the prosecution and two felony indictments that accuse the governor of abusing his power. A Republican judge presiding over the case gave Botsford a week to file the motion. The special prosecutor in the case, Michael McCrum, says he remains confident in the charges. As Texas A&M continues pushing its campaign to have 25,000 engineering students on campus by the year 2025, the University of Texas system has announced a similar effort. UT system spokeswoman Karen Adler says their initiative will raise the number of engineering and computer science degrees from 5,100 to 8,100 over the next 10 years.
The first thing that you have to do is it's not just about growing with quantity, it's about growing with quality. And so we want to make sure that we recruit top faculty, we want to make sure that we're recruiting the top students, and that's going to require a significant investment.
The UT System Board of Regents approved spending $10 million each of the next 2 years to recruit and retain faculty in those areas. Aggieland's hit country music station is on the air. Bryan Broadcasting's Maverick 102.7 had its official launch Friday afternoon. President Bill Hicks thanked the partners who made it possible.
American Momentum Bank, Frank Verisco, George Lee, Glenn Brewer, I see him back over here as well, for helping us do the things that we do as a local radio station company, local bank, local radio station. We work together, and they've been very helpful in seeing our vision for what we want to do in this community. All the employees of Bryan Broadcasting, I can't thank you enough for helping us continue to grow and get better at what we do, which is be a local media company doing things locally.
In addition to 102.7, Maverick is also online at maverickradio.com and the Radio Aggieland smartphone app. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, it's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Another hot day today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures near 100 degrees during this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Low temperature by morning, 74 to 78. During the day on Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Now there is a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperature 95 to near 100. Any showers end tomorrow evening, mid-70s overnight, and sun with a few clouds on Wednesday, well up in the 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So are bicyclists in California in danger because of a story on NPR?
Oh, boy.
Yes. Did an NPR story empower road rage against bicyclists?
I don't know how anything on NPR could cause rage.
That's the whole thing that's so unusual about it, okay? So reporter Alex Schmidt decided to get out and join. What's happening is bicyclists are getting together in groups, okay? They feel like it's safer by doing that. They end up kind of making a train, I guess, for lack of a better type term.
A bike gang.
Yeah, that's sure. Kind of what they... Well, and that's kind of what they call it, is like a train. So what happened is...
It's a Peloton.
Hmm? Well, no, it's not. They're not racing. They're just...
The group of cyclists is a Peloton.
Okay, well, they call them trains.
All right.
And they're for support and safety. So the reporter says, and there are issues from the story. There are issues in safety. In fact, on the morning of the ride, because this reporter decided to get involved, a car cut through the single file of bicyclists, missing one by just a couple of feet. And the train leader said, that was a dangerous move. Reporter says, so perhaps the greatest obstacle to bike trains is the drivers that don't like sharing the road. And they talked to Jackie Burke. Jackie said, I like taking up the lanes. It's very frustrating to the point where I want to just run them off the road. This is on NPR. And I've actually kind of done one of those drive really close kind of things to them to scare them and to try to intimidate them to get out of my way.
Goodness.
They put that in the story.
Nice.
Well, NPR Twitter blowed up over that. NPR should have known better than to allow quotes like this without adding that this is an individual and something they're doing is illegal and it's life-threatening, wrote one person. And then they start, you know, weighing in from New Haven, Connecticut, and out on Nantucket and stuff like that. So there you go, saying that the reporter was being irresponsible by putting that cut in there. So just letting you know, if there's any problems with bike trains anywhere in U.S. America, it's all on NPR.
Neener, neener, neener.
That's right. So there. Maybe we can get some more dead air. The U.S. government... Well... They do that because they don't want to startle their listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Not to raise your blood pressure, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
U.S. government wants to hire more people like Mikey Dickerson. Mikey, you see, he's a former Google engineer. Okay. White House recently decided Mikey would be great to lead the new U.S. digital service. Mikey has impeccable credentials. Mikey comes from one of Silicon Valley's most successful companies.
Is Mikey 12?
He flew into Washington a year ago to salvage the disastrous healthcare.gov website.
No.
Now the White House is using him in a recruitment video to try to attract other really smart coders. Mikey says one of the biggest questions they ask is, do I have to wear a suit?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No. Well, the answer used to be yes, but now the White House, looking for talent, says T-shirts and jeans won't cut it, but a suit is not required. So you do have to have a shirt with a collar.
Guess with a golf shirt?
Yeah, I guess that'd probably work. So
I'm all for professionalism, but seriously, the guys who are coding, that no.
Well, and again, if you're taking them out of the world where they are, which is an absolute comfort zone, and again, I'm not exactly sure what they would embrace about this administration other than, man, they sure do need a lot of help.
Yeah.
Solid job, yeah. Great benefits.
But, well, they got a solid job and great benefits where they are. They're mm-hmm. coming from
there. Oh, man, that yeah. industry, if you code
yeah.
well or reasonably well, you write your own ticket.
Yeah, so I'm saying I don't know that that's necessary. I mean, you know, the seat of power is not necessarily what they want. They're kind of anti-establishment to some extent, mm-hmm. I'm sure, just by their nature. Yeah, you can't be telling them, well, you know, next, what are we going to be hearing about? We're going to be hearing about how they put in a new employee's lunch bar in the White House and how they'll have babysitting services and they'll go pick up your dry cleaning for you. I don't know.
You give them free soda, free beer, they'll yeah. do just about that.
Good point. 70-year-old woman in China has recovered only a small portion of her savings after termites snacked on the hidden bills. They ate through $1,625. Well, not dollars, won, but anyway. That she had hidden in the closet. A foreign language speaker in North Carolina is in the Senate race and is getting some attention.
Okay.
Three candidates have received the state's approval to have their votes counted if they're written in on a ballot. One of them is David Waddell, who is a former town councilman who speaks Klingon. Uh-huh. David resigned his town council seat with a note written in Klingon uh-huh. earlier this year. Dave says, quote, I realize that may be a turnoff to some people, but I think there are many who can understand that there is a place in politics for humor.
If you're speaking Klingon, not many people are going to understand.
I'm going to say your thoughts might be lost on people. So the U.S. Open Tennis Championship starting it up.
Yep.
And just in time, Ralph Lauren getting into the wearable tech biz. The designer plans to unveil a smart shirt for the U.S. Open. Says the shirt can monitor your heart rate, breathing, and stress levels and display that information on a dashboard, phone app, or computer screen. Why can't it just put it on your belly? Can't we all see it? Would you put it on there so we can share? Put a readout there so we can see what your stress level is?
and do a chest bump to share information.
Perfect. Be just perfect. Better than the elbow knock. Yeah. All right, so Media Post blogger named Barbara Lippert commenting on the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Says basically, calling it a wonderful example of movement marketing, a no-lose idea that came along in the right place at the right time. As she points out, viral trends tend to fade away much more quickly than this challenge has. So she explains it as the fact that it, quote, feeds brilliantly into social media need for narcissistic preening, end quote. What do you think?
I say yes. Yeah, she's absolutely right.
I agree.
It allows celebrities and less famous to humble brag. I've never heard that word before.
You haven't heard humble brag?
No, I don't know.
I thought
that.
You said they put it in the dictionary just the other day.
Oh, maybe I okay. Humble brag while expanding their fame. While collecting likes and retweets, the individual soakers could flatter themselves by getting involved in a vanity project.
See, I helped.
Outwardly showing no vanity at all. Let me grab a call. Hello?
Hey, if it was high-tech shirts, why don't they just make them out of the stuff they make mood rings out of?
Yeah. Good idea. Excellent idea. I think that would work. Okay, so you say you bought into it like that. But more than anything else, this is what Barbara says is she feels that the trend is really not going to peter out until we find something else that makes us feel better. And in a way, I kind of understand what she's saying. We've got an alignment of the situations. There are any number of... There's what's going on in Ferguson, the ISIS beheading, Robin Williams suicide, war in the Middle East, outbreak of Ebola. There are a whole bunch of bad things that are going on right now that people feel powerless to be able to have any impact on. And by doing this, you at least feel better. She says this is our part of trying to feel to be a nobler human race. And that's probably a pretty good observation when it comes to that. It did. It took just the right time because I don't think there's any doubt this thing has grown legs far longer than anybody thought.
Well, you remember the Florida story of the Starbucks Pay It Forward campaign.
Right, right.
They got to talk to the guy who put an end to it.
Oh, okay.
And apparently this was going on over days?
Well,
it was at least a full day. Okay, it may have been, but he was customer number 458.
Right.
Peter Skorsch is a blogger. And he drove there intentionally after hearing about it.
Oh, really?
And he said he just didn't do it. He said no, because when the barista asks you to pay it forward, it's no longer spontaneous.
Oh, interesting.
So he was against the guilt trip.
Oh, I like that.
I can see that.
That's not bad.
He's not near as jerky as I thought.
No. Well, again, if you drive up and yours is paid for, you should understand exactly why it was paid for, right?
Well, sure. I don't mind it being... I would love to be told why.
Yeah, but for the drive-in,
the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and hey, yeah. Come on, you gonna hop on this train?
Just move on for that. Yeah. Okay. Well, and again, that's the other thing. We're humans. We want to do things and feel good about the things that we do. And you're right. There are a lot of things that are out of our control. Now, how you decide to let that impact your life is completely up to you. But if paying forward works, if dumping ice over your head works, I mean, if those things work, then that's good. My concern, again, and we had the firefighters who were injured last week, my concern is you try to come up with new ways to do that, you may not use the best judgment, and you don't want that to happen. That would be a negative. But I probably agree with what she says. This thing is going to go on until there's something else that falls within the same category, makes us feel more noble that we've done it. It's 10 minutes till.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See him at normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Amish furniture for generations. Quality furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen to last for generations to come. Name of the business is exactly what it is and why they do that. And it's a great time for you to stop in and see Amish Furniture for Generations if you're looking for a special piece of furniture for the holidays. And I know it's going to be close to 100 today, so why are we talking about that? It's the Builder's Special Sale. It's going on at Amish Furniture for Generations. There are over 300 styles that are available, and you can pick from the big selection there in the store and have it custom built just the way you want it. And that's why we're talking about for Thanksgiving and beyond, because it is custom built the way that you want it, with the solid wood, the wood that you want, the finish that you want. And not only tables, but also obviously anything else. American-made bedroom furniture from Amish builders, that's available as well. Stop in and have a look at the selection that Kent has for you. Give him a call at 260-5050 if you want to, but most importantly, go in and see the furniture, and you can understand with one visit why the furniture is built the way that it is, how it's built the way that it is, and why it is built to last for generations to come. They're located just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. Tables and chairs and furniture for your home, built with that special touch that Amish craftsmen bring for generations to come.
Howdy, y'all. I got a little ditty I'm going to play for you. Wrote it for my wife, Deborah Lynn, who, like all women, likes to save money. Every month we have to pay the utilities, and I know that's hard, Deborah Lynn. So I've decided to do what any good man would do and rein those electric bills in. So we're raising the thermostat just 2 degrees, and that could save up to 16% on our bills. We lower the blinds and just feel the breeze of our ceiling fans, cause, baby, we're chill. Yeah, I gave up wasting all that electricity, and I've started saving a whole lot of green. Now me and Deborah Lynn, we're just sitting here in the den, playing footsies and eating ice cream.
Make a point to conserve energy during peak usage every day between 3 and 7 p.m. Turn your thermostat 2 degrees warmer, use your ceiling fans, and lower your blinds, and you could save up to 16% on your utility bills. This message brought to you by the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our second Star Trek story for the this segment.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Cats and Star Trek?
Frightening, yes. Star Trek science fiction technology has inspired new communicators for first responders. Although the device in the real world have already been inspired by Star Trek, OnBeep is a hands-free, and it clips on your shirt, coat, blouse, backstrap, whatever. It's worn very similar to the badge or the brooch, designed to be operated with one hand or with a single gesture. You're able to press or gesture to communicate, speak, and be heard. New stuff. There you are.
Interesting.
Video showing a beluga whale interacting with kids at a Connecticut aquarium.
Have saw that.
It?
Yeah.
All right. It's now causing controversy. Got controversy there. The clip shows a whale named Juno staring through the glass at children and screeching loudly. Tracy Romano is the chief marine biologist at the Mystic Aquarium, and Tracy claims that Juno is simply playing with the children and enjoying the interaction, but online reaction to the video has been mostly negative. One top rated video comment reads, "You exploit animals, shame on you. You pay to keep these animals behind glass just for entertainment." Another wrote, "This animal is completely stressed, and that is a very aggressive gesture toward the head of an enemy." Internet search reveals several videos of the same whale taken over the past few years. Many videos of June are tagged "aggressive whale," but for her part, Tracy argues there's no proof the whale is actually being aggressive. She adds, "We can't say what they're thinking." Thought?
I think a lot of that is much ado. I mean, these little kids now love beluga whales, and they'll do more to keep them alive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, an awareness thing. It's got to happen. I think awareness for young kids would help. I don't know. It's odd. All right, let's see. It's time for our entertainment segment. Guardians of the Galaxy, top grossing film of the weekend, beating out a trio of new releases in the process, becoming number 3 movie of the year and the highest earner this summer, with $252 million. They have now grossed $251.9 million in the U.S. since its release 4 weeks ago.
Really cool story about the star of that show.
Uh-huh.
He stole, quote-unquote, his costume.
Oh?
For the sole purpose of being able to go to hospitals and talk to kids.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's done it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he just said he said it would be really cool if he could do that.
Yeah.
And he spent the better part of a day in a Los Angeles hospital in the costume, letting the kids put it on.
Very good.
That was kind of neat.
Glad to hear that. So Guardians now has earned $500 million globally. If I Stay, when the Game Stands Tall, and Sin City were the next three. Richard Attenborough has died. He's an Oscar-winning director. He was 90 years old, won an Academy Award for Best Director in Gandhi back in 1982 that starred Ben Kingsley, and marked just one of many highlights in his distinguished career as an actor and director. The later generations will know him as the failed theme park developer in Jurassic Park and Kris Kringle in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street. Again, 90 years old. Okay, here we are. It's the Primetime Emmys tonight. 66th annual.
Susan Lucci won't win again.
No, the primetime.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not the daytime. Outstanding Drama, the nominations are Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, soap opera Swords, House of Cards, Mad Men, and True Detective. Come on, True Detective.
Yes.
Outstanding Comedy, Big Bang Theory, Louie, Modern Family, Orange is the New Black, Silicon Valley, and Veep. The most shocking, it says the most shocking Emmy snubs. How about unusual Emmy snubs? People who have not won. Steve Carell, nominated 6 times, never won an Emmy. Hugh Laurie.
No kidding.
Yeah, I did not realize
Me
that.
Me either.
Nominated 7 times, never won an Emmy. Ed O'Neill's never been nominated. Jason Alexander, nominated 7 times, never won. Courtney Cox, never nominated. Jackie Gleason, nominated once. Larry Hagman, nominated twice. Bob Newhart, 3 times. And Michael Landon, never nominated. Just some primetime Emmy trivia.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a wireless phone with no annual contract and good coverage? Walmart's got an incredible GoPhone smartphone monthly plan. You get unlimited talk and text plus 1 gigabyte of data for $45 a month. And it's only at Walmart. Get it all with GoPhone from AT&T, the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network with no annual contract and no credit check. Save money, live better. Walmart. Plan good for 30 days. Domestic minutes, messaging varies by country, only at Walmart for new GoPhone customers. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other restrictions apply. See Walmart stores for details.
BVFC 12 Soccer Skill Development Program is now registering for the fall training program. Boys and girls ages 6 to 10 will be coached in all techniques of the game, including passing, dribbling, shooting, and other advanced soccer skills, all within a fun, challenging atmosphere. Class sizes are small, so your player will receive lots of personal attention from our fantastic coaches. The 10-week training starts soon, so sign up today. Visit 12sports.squarespace.com or like us on Facebook.
Well, it's about time to leave. We'll leave to tell you about this, though. Dancing with the Stars is the most family-friendly program on TV, right?
Okay.
Well, okay. Behind the scenes, it's not so much. That's right. Aaron Andrews reveals to Us Weekly the show's dress rehearsals are dirty, nasty, funny, and, quote, need to find their way onto cable TV.
Oh, no.
Of course they should. All right. On this date in history, in 1718, hundreds of French colonists arrived in Louisiana. From Acadia, that's how they became Cajuns. And Matthew Webb was the first person to swim the English Channel in 1875.
And people are still asking why.
It took him 22 hours. Ugh. All right, we're back tomorrow. Stay cool if you can. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
This is a fun.